président.
Thank you, Chairman. Given the statements this morning on so-called undue restrictions on peaceful use, I wanted to give some clarifications. The guarantee safeguards regime and the export control regime of the IAEA are pillars of prevention and combating proliferation and contribute to strengthening international peace and security. Rather than blocking legitimate trade in certain technologies and equipment for peaceful ends, they in fact contribute to the exact opposite. It is crucial to provide the necessary resources to the IAEA in order credibly to check the lack of rescheduling equipment for military purposes, as Article 3 states, and a generalised safeguards agreement together with an additional protocol, we believe, would make it possible to achieve that goal. Now, by proposing a clear framework for export of these technologies and equipment, the export control regime makes it possible to strengthen mutual trust and facilitate international cooperation in the field in full respect of the commitments on non-proliferation. Under these guarantees, the technical lists are public, and we encourage everybody to use those in order to have a shared understanding of export control. Finally, safety, nuclear safety and security. These are public goods that we must develop and uphold in order that the public may have access to nuclear technologies and to promote access to healthcare and electricity production. The culture of safety and security develops largely in the national framework, but they cannot mature without exchanges made possible by international cooperation promoted by the existing international instruments. Moreover, given the mention of the Treaty on Nuclear Weapons, the Prohibition Treaty, NPT is the only treaty that credibly commits us all towards a world free of nuclear weapons. It is also the only to make it possible to avoid proliferation of nuclear weapons while making it ensuring that everybody benefits from the peaceful use of nuclear energy. So it is the only relevant forum. France remains firmly opposed to the Nuclear Weapons Prohibition Treaty, which, far from strengthening the non-proliferation architecture, in fact fractures it, weakening the NPT, promoting a competitive, incompatible approach. That treaty is, in fact, not adapted to the international security context, which sees growing tensions, increasing competition and the proliferation of weapons of mass destruction. So the Nuclear Weapons Prohibition Treaty provides no guarantee of the non-proliferation of nuclear weapons. It does not stop any non-nuclear weapon state obtaining nuclear weapons. And without having any robust verification mechanism, its application is essentially theoretical and cannot be practically verified. The shortcomings of that treaty, both in terms of non-proliferation and verification, means that we would not agree that this is an effective disarmament measure under Article 6 of the NPT. Finally, I already spoke about the issue of the Zaporizhzhia nuclear station and more generally to ask Russia to stop its war of aggression against Ukraine, including occupying that nuclear plant, which of course needs to return to Ukrainian control. Thank you.